Welcome back, everyone. We made it.
It is episode 2 of the Danny and Tammy show. Welcome.
I know. Can you believe it? Episode 2.
I am your host, Danny McDuffie.
And I'm your host, Tammy Nicholson.
We had a little bit of delay in production, but we have been really, really excited to get in here and talk to each other and talk to all of you and get this episode out.
We started kind of touching on progress and where and what exactly that is. You had really brought up some good points, and I thought those just really something that we need to travel down that road and explore.
Your progress still counts, even if it's only visible to you. Keep going.
You can't fail if you at least tried.
You know, there are a lot of behind the scenes and a lot of work that goes into a podcast for me and Tam. A dream of both of ours has been this podcast. You put a lot of work. You put a lot of hours. You put a lot of time. You focus a lot of effort and energy and time building it up and, you know, working on all of the different facets and the things that need to be successful in order to, you know, support your dream. That quote, your progress still counts, even if it's only visible to you. A lot of times you may be thinking, oh, I know that Tam and I, on a daily basis, as we communicate with each other, we're thinking, why didn't we use this before? Why didn't we do this before? Why didn't we utilize, you know, something that would make our lives easier? And it's because we didn't know about it. Or we didn't know how, you know, much time it was going to save us. Or we didn't know. We just didn't know. You don't know what you don't know. And so the more we get into this, and day by day, week by week, as we are putting out material for you guys and recording and working on all of the behind the scenes, because the recording is just a very, very small little piece. And then, of course, the very polished edited episodes in which we deliver to you guys the final product is even more of just a very small, tiny little cog in what keeps this machine running and this operation going. Your battery still counts, even if it's only visible to you. So keep going.
It was a lot to get us to episode 2. And so much goes into it, so much more, I think, than we even anticipated. And then we made the decision that we can be our own production team. So now we've taken on, we're going to be our editors and producers and production team and cameramen and boom mic people and whatever, everything we decided. We've talked about this and we wanted this and we knew that having a podcast was something we really wanted. Did we have a clue how to do it? No. We figured it out. Life's about figuring stuff out. And so that's what we're doing. And now, even after the first one, I think it, you know, it just empowered us to know that we got this. We can do this. So for me, even today, I'm in this like makeshift studio. I'm going to go ahead and not have that there anymore. You know, like Danny just said, you know, it's taken a little bit to get us to this point. And here we are, you know, and we have figured it out. And now we have a podcast. We are co-hosts of a podcast, me and Danny, and we're going to watch it keep moving its way up the charts until... Will we ever make it to the number one podcast in the world? I believe so. I think so. Danny thinks so. And so, yeah, that's what we're going for. No matter what, I know that we're just going to give it every single thing we have and we're going to enjoy every minute doing it. And the failure in it would be if we never had even tried. So we've already succeeded. We know progress counts, just like Danny said. Well, we put in the work and are we seeing perfection? No, not yet. I mean, what is that? I mean, that takes a lot to get to perfection on any level whatsoever. And who determines that anyways? The progress. I mean, we just keep, you know, keep on keeping on and figuring it out and doing the best that we can. We see the progress. Make sure that you go to our website, y'all. You're going to see Q&A, and you can click on that and ask a question to me or Danny or the both of us, and And we're going to monitor that area. And if we ask and answer your question during our podcast, we're going to send you something. So make sure you go with DannyandTammyShow.com and go ahead and ask away.
Oh, so Tam, you've had quite the busy holiday week.
I did. I had a busy week with some back-to-back doctor's appointments. And so that kept me busy for 2 days. Things went to Siesta Key to the fireworks show.
To the fireworks show in my hometown, shout out Jackson, Michigan, on Wednesday evening. So that was a nice time. Visited my grandmother, of course, while I was over there in town. Hey, Grandma Judy. So that was great. Ate some really good food. Got to see some fireworks. Happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July.
Jackson. I don't know how many of you know this. That is also my hometown. I was born and raised in Jackson. I haven't been back in a few years after my father passed away. I have very limited family still there. I have an aunt. I haven't traveled back to Jackson since then, and don't really anticipate any trips anytime soon. It does sound like you had a really nice time.
Here come more of my kids.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to say hello?
Oh,
no, you can. Megan did. I had to bribe her with a Diet Coke. You don't want to just pop your head in there and be like, "Sup, y'all?" You think you could steal my show? It's my oldest.
Your bribery still counts, even if it's only visible to you. So keep going. Another one of my quotes I wanted to share with you guys today. Don't be upset by the results you didn't get from the work you didn't do. I could sit around and wish for something all day long. I do sometimes. I wish that I would win the lottery. Does anybody buy the Mega Millions or the Powerball tickets, especially when the price gets high, when the jackpot gets high? I wish I would win the lottery all the time. It doesn't mean that I'm going to win. I've probably got a little bit more slightly 0.00000001% chance because I bought a lottery ticket. But not about the lottery, you know. You sit around wishing for something. Get out and do. Go make your dreams happen. Get up. Nobody's coming to save you. Get up and go do. Don't be upset by the results you don't get, by the work you don't do. And then another one of my quotes that I'm going to leave you guys here with today. True success means staying true to a deeper purpose, despite deviating from a superficial norm. It means finding joy in suffering. It means having the courage to pursue one's own journey when confronted with the fear of uncertainty. Now, I wanted to talk about this one a little bit now. The fear of uncertainty. March 2023, actually it was February 2023, it was late in the month, I received a diagnosis, finally, after months and months of being sick. I had a confirmed pregnancy. I was pregnant with my third daughter. And at the end of February, I finally had a biopsy of some cells that confirmed classic Hodgkin's lymphoma, blood cancer. There's a lot of uncertainty, you know, in that moment. Being sick and the fear of the unknown, fear of uncertainty. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen. And when you get a diagnosis like the big C, like cancer, your life, your children, all of the things that are important to you flash in your mind and remain forward and center. So, you know, you have to stay true to, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to fight this and I'm going to win. I'm going to beat it. You have to have the courage. You have to have the mindset. You have to have the champion, winner. Gonna beat the odds. I'm gonna get through this. I'm gonna give it all I've got. I'm a fighter. Whatever it is, I'm gonna get through this. It could be a fitness journey, getting healthy, a relationship with yourself or with other people. Fighting an illness like I had to do and like Tammy's doing. I'm going to read it one more time. True success means staying true to a deeper purpose, despite deviating from a superficial norm. It means finding joy in suffering. It means having the courage to pursue one's own journey when confronted with the fear of uncertainty. You can't be afraid. You can be afraid. I've had to do a lot of things afraid, but don't stay afraid. You know, I think we as people tend to feel a feeling and hold on to it a little too long. Fear, sadness, you know, regret, all of those things. You can feel the feeling. You should feel the feeling, but feel the feeling and then allow it to pass. Feel the feeling, accept the feeling, identify it for what it is, and then allow that feeling to pass. We all have greatness in us. I always say, I've been terrified to do everything that I've done in my entire life, but I still do it. I still do it. Even when I'm terrified. And when I am terrified at those times in my life when I am afraid, that sets something off in me. That tells me I'm afraid for a reason. I am feeling fear because this is something that has the potential either to change my life, the potential to change my mindset. You know, people don't often get afraid about things that aren't game changers, things that aren't life changers, things that don't have the potential to elevate you, you know, staying in a little comfy circle is okay for a while, but to work on your growth, you're going to have to get out of that. You're going to have to get out of that comfy little box and grow. You're going to have to break out of it, break out of the comfort zone, do something a little scary. Do something a little bit unorthodox. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. You've got this. You can do it. And believe in yourself. And if you have to give yourself that pep talk every day or write little sticky notes like I do, Tammy knows. Tammy knows about my inspirational, motivational sticky notes all over my house, all over the mirrors I look in every day, on my refrigerator, on my microwave, on my mirrors, on my vision boards. Get up and make it happen. You got to make it happen, Cap'n. Like I said before, nobody's coming to save you. You got to get up and you got to save yourself. And, you know, having the proper mindset to do so, getting out there and wading through the mud and the muck and braving the trenches and going after your dreams and doing something because it lights a fire in you, you know, letting that passion out for the world to see. You got this. Keep climbing. And you could be scared. You can be scared. I just told you, Barry, I've been terrified to do everything I've ever done in my entire life. But you know what? I've done it all anyway. I have done it all anyway. I have moved. I put myself through school. I've gone back to school. I've taken on, you know, people who don't want to see good things for me. I've taken it all on and I've been terrified, but I won't let it stop me. Not when it's something important to me, not when it sets my soul on fire. I'm not stopping. I will not stop if it is regarding my children, my career, my dreams. I'm not stopping. I won't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Right? So get out there and do what it is that you will put on this earth to do. Everyone has a calling and a dream. Everybody was put on this earth to do something. So figure out what that is for you. Maybe you figured it out. Maybe you are an artist. Maybe you make beautiful art. Maybe you sing. Maybe you dance. Maybe you teach. Maybe you heal. Maybe you have made beautiful children and you stay home to raise them, and that's beautiful too. Whatever you were put on this earth to do, though, figure it out. Don't let that dream die with you. Don't let that dream die with you. Get out and make it happen. We want to give a special shout out to Tracy Arkell, who put us on the global map by tuning in and downloading our podcast all the way from Brussels, Belgium. Thank you, Tracy. We love to see that. Tracy was on vacation with her family over in Belgium and downloaded our podcast to put us on the global map. So that was very, very cool. You made a couple of aspiring and upcoming podcasters very happy and excited with that, Tracy. So thank you so much for that. But thank you for joining us here today on the Danny and Tammy Show. We love y'all so big, and we thank you for tuning in. Please, if you're listening to this podcast on anything other than our website, www.thedannyandtammyshow.com, go ahead to our website and subscribe. It is free, no credit card required. We promise never to spam you. We will just hate for you to miss any updates. So head on over to our website, put your email in the box, and click subscribe. We will see you guys next time.
Love you so big. Goodbye.